I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. Your number two burns the hair in my nose. But we fought hand in paw. Now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.
Hello and welcome to the White Noise Podcast. It's another episode.
Yay!
Yeah. Don't know what number it is. This week I'm joined by Maximum Smith.
Hey guys, it's so good to be here. I'm really happy.
I'm not buying it. Tom Looney. Looney.
Looney.
Looney.
Still not buying it. And David Reese.
Yes.
Reese's pieces.
Got the jingle. Where'd you get those pieces?
Fleeces.
Fleeces.
Fleeces. Yeah. If I was to sell fleeces, I'd use that.
That's good, yeah. You're welcome to
not
it.
Not buying
it.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm not buying it. Just about to say, happy to be here.
Well, I believe that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
His bulging pants suggest.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
And behind the desk we have Ethan James, aka Jammo.
We love you, Jammo. We do. We love you, Jammo. We do. We love you, Jammo. We do. Oh, Jammo, we love you.
It's
you
a know, bit. Oh, it's not good.
If you release a CD. I'm not buying it either.
You got his ass.
Bro got all the tune.
I'd break it in the shop.
Yeah.
So really? I didn't have to buy it.
Are there even CD shops now?
Do you know what?
Oh, yeah, HMV. HMV still going.
Is that the one with the dog?
Yeah. I don't know how long they're going to last, because I don't see many people in there.
It's a very retro thing, buying CDs now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Does anyone remember the first CD they bought?
Yeah. Mine was a single.
What was it?
Eddie Grant,
follow-up question.
Rock Avenue.
Ooh.
We're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue.
It's kind of different to all the other boys.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the first, but I definitely got Atomic Kitten out of a basket. Like it was,
nice.
I don't know, from Woolworths. Shit.
Was it good?
It was good. It was, I don't know, they were all together. Which one was it? It was the Tide Is High. That album,
Tide,
you know the one.
Is on. Me and the guys in school used to say, "I'm going to be your number two."
Oh, you were that
number,
oh,
number two. Yes. It's funny, wasn't it?
Yes. Oh, right, for the humour.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah,
right. I thought you were putting yourself down.
Another kind of classmate.
What was your class like?
Oh, I'm just going to be a rubbish number two, aren't I? Really second-rate Sally over here.
I do right by you, but not that right.
You know.
Yeah. No, I'd probably like number.
What?
In fact, you know, I would say. You know,
you're asking about the CD, mate. Don't worry about
CD.
Don't worry about where you ranked in your class.
Never
as a desirable partner.
Never bought CDs.
What was your first CD then? Because you must have bought one in later life.
Never bought a CD. Ever.
No.
Never. Not even as a gift.
My dad had like a big box of CDs. So if I ever needed music, I just get them from there.
Because you've never been one for more traditional music. It's always been Elton John.
I bought vinyls.
Oh, okay.
I've got one. I'd say vinyls. I've got one.
Which, what is it?
It's the Horizon Forbidden West soundtrack.
I knew it was going to be a soundtrack.
Yeah.
Do you know what my guess was? Call of Duty for some reason.
What?
He was right, but he was so wrong.
Never played it, mate.
Like the zombie one, you know, I can't remember. That was a banger.
Bonger,
yeah.
Not the flat now.
Absolute bonger.
Chugging my bongers. I'm listening to Call of Duty music on my vinyl player.
Reload!
It's not working!
Headshot.
I think mine was a Little Red Riding Hood CD. But I was gutted because I wanted Robin Hood.
Oh.
And they got their confused Little Red Riding Hood.
I wanted Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
You're unlucky that there was a Little Red Riding Hood CD there.
Yeah, I know. No, well, no, I think it was like it was one of those like narration books, you know, like
audio book,
but back for CDs when they were about.
Wow.
You know, because I was a nightmare in cars when I was a kid. Like, as soon as I was in a car, I was. And the only way thing that calmed me down was.
I wonder what a taxi voices. Driver looked fuming as he drove off.
Yeah. But
I used to get like audiobook CDs from the library to rip
I
onto
a
my
flex.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was the place to flex.
Bloody That's flex true. On us like that. Oh. Some of us went to the library for books. Yeah,
really.
I did get cassettes from the library and burn them onto CDs.
Yeah,
it was an album I wanted. Yeah,
I used to burn them, mate.
Because
yeah.
you're like
time.
In a different generation, I suppose, aren't you? Are you
so to speak.
To me, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah,
you could say that.
I suppose, like for us. I'm on,
yeah, yeah, of
like,
course, yeah.
What do you mean? This guy.
We're so young, Dave. That's the
thing. He's like a year younger than me.
You're 30, sorry, yeah.
Do you think Dave's
us
young?
Two, then.
Do I think he's young?
Yeah. Would you look at Dave and say he's a young man?
Oh. I mean, I know Dave, but I suppose.
Mentally.
A young spirit.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. I need to grow up as a 26-year-old.
Oh, you're 26?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that is young, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah.
Dave, how old is the boil on your bottom?
Older than me.
Oh, no. 27. Yeah, yeah. I think I've had it since I must have been about, I don't know, 12, 13.
Wait, sorry, what?
So it went. So
it was his mum's boil.
Yeah.
And from out. That he spawned.
My sister got the ring, I got the boil.
My family for generations.
Can't wait to have
you've
a kid.
Got a
so I can
boil
get
on your arse that you've had for.
So I don't know if it's a boil, a cyst, or an ingrown hair. I go to the doctors. I've been to the doctors many a times for it. And like, what I do, I tend to listen, but at a word at a time. So I'll go in and say I've got a boil in my bum, and they'll repeat that back to me, and I'm stuck on bum, you know, whilst they're still talking.
You're just
to
giggling
me.
Away.
Exactly,
yeah.
In my own head. Bum. Boil, sis.
Next time, take a parent with you.
Yeah, no. That's the thing is, my mum came with me last time, so I went down south like to one of them.
Because you're attached
ones.
To her through the boil, aren't you?
Yeah. Stuck
like
on you.
It's the Harry Potter and his scar. he bangs his boil and his mum winces.
There's been a disturbance in the boil.
Feel the boil. But yeah, so I've had it a very long time, but it went down and it just turned into a scar, basically.
Oh.
So I tried to pop it when I was a kid, which you shouldn't do, and it turns into a scar. So it went down to a scar, and it does come back, but only this very recently it come back quite violently, like very hurtfully.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, with vengeance.
Exactly.
You tried to kill me.
You got rid of me. And now there's two of them because it's split in half.
Oh no!
So yeah, it's an absolute.
It could be a worm.
It could be. That would be cooler. I'd be happy. With
you need
that.
To insist on it getting taken
insist?
Out because they.
Nice.
Here we go. That was completely accidental. Because they'll pack it. Because if you squeak, you don't pack it. That's when it just comes back.
So what I've they're finally getting me in touch with a dermatologist.
Finally.
Who's this? The boils
the
or
new doctor? New yeah, doctor. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dermatologist.
Great new character.
Dermatologist like that. Next week, maybe.
The new boil is a dermatologist and has advised me to leave it alone.
is it true it's been putting Ryan off?
Yeah, no, and it's just dampening our relationship, you know. It's,
does he put like googly eyes on them both?
That's his tongue.
Make it talk. But
what would it say?
That's what I imagine.
You don't want to lose the boil.
No, exactly. It's one for the ladies, you know. It's
a great conversation starter.
Do you want to see something? Look at that.
And that's the start of the conversation.
Or just crap Paul McCax down and say, have a poke if you like.
Can we see that for the camera?
On Patreon, well, Max.
Yes. Yeah.
Give away the good stuff.
Put that behind a paywall.
Yeah, exactly.
For the love of God.
I was just joking about you having a long-term boil. I thought it was a recent thing.
No. It's recent in the sense they're bad.
Recent?
Yeah.
That's good. So, yeah.
Next time I see you, well, actually, no, because it takes ages, dermatologists. I want to see you guys often.
Mm. So, I don't want to see you until it's sorted.
Gone. See
you. I only want to see you until it's done.
It's done, right, okay.
No, I never want to see you again.
That's a real Sophie's choice.
Yeah.
Tom or Max. Or Boyle.
You don't need to choose now, of course, Stephen, what were you saying?
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times. Or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months. Or the Rogue, heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. initial quality study award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
What else has been going on, Mr. Rees?
I started rolling my clothes instead of folding them.
So
this is huge.
Mate, honestly,
hold the phone.
Honestly,
you just do like that.
Yeah, no, yeah. So I roll them into like fold them a little bit and then roll them up because when I fold them too much, the stack gets too high for my drawers.
Oh.
So if I roll them up, I can stack them better. And honestly, my life.
It's what they do in the army, isn't
it? Yeah.
Oh, I roll them in my suitcase. Yeah.
Well. Yeah. Well, that's where I got the idea from. So yeah. My mum did all my packing for me. I was like, "What are you doing? What's all this rolling stuff?" And she was like, it's a new thing. Everyone's doing it.
It's all the crazy. It's all the kids are doing it.
But she bought these things. So you get like you got your suitcase. And then there's like miniature suitcases inside the suitcase. But it's not a suitcase. It's like a little bag.
Packing cubes.
Yeah. Oh, mate, they're brilliant. Yeah. They're fantastic. Yeah, especially,
sounds like a drug mule.
Oh, mate, honestly, it's one of the best things I've ever seen. It makes packing the whole
Did you even go on the holiday or were you just there staring at the suitcase? Mate,
Now this is entertainment, you know. I was asking her to do more. You know?
Like, have you got Ryan into rolling?
Not yet. I'm easing into it. You know, I've only just went to try eggs. You know, so
he's only just trying eggs.
Yeah, well, omelets. He's doing omelets the right way for the first time. Usually, you'll just do an omelet and then scramble it up. So a scrambled egg.
Panics, doesn't he? Self-destructive with his eggs.
Because what he does, he thinks like where the bit on top's still watery. Well, eggy. Like, how's he going to heat that up? So he scrambles it. And I was like, just chuck it under the grill.
It's funny because his ex scrambled him.
Oh, nice.
Mentally.
Nice.
It didn't really. It was just an egg pun.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking that when you went to see Oasis, when Liam Gallagher said, you've got to roll with it, you just sort of stood back and went, yeah.
Yeah, he's right.
Sprinted home.
Dad, can I borrow your top? No, just trust me.
It's not for that. It's not for that.
Sometimes I'm with Boyle. So you've been rolling your clothes.
Rolling my clothes. What else have I been doing?
You said you were looking at doing stand-up, is that?
I was. It's still. Do you know what it is, right? So it's still in the pipeline. I still want to do it. I want to get out there, you know. I've started to think to myself, I moved up to Manchester to live the dream. And I've done nothing.
That's someone's dream, though.
Yeah, exactly.
You are
exactly.
Living someone.
You've organised your wardrobe.
Yeah, right. Every time I speak to my brother when I go back down, he's the one that always knocks a bit of sense into me. He'll always go, right, you moved to Manchester to do what you want to do. And you're working in a bar where you could be working in a bar down here. And I was like, do you know what? You're absolutely right.
Getting free drinks.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
how old is your brother?
He is Tom's 12. Age.
He's from a different generation, Dave.
That's true.
He doesn't get it.
Are you 92? That's it, the year.
1990, Dave.
1990? Yeah. Oh, so you're older than my brother. Are you 92?
No, I'm 93. Your brother's older than me.
Older than you, just by a year.
Yeah, mental, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really is.
Unless he is 90. Oh no, he's 92. 1734?
1734.
He's not 34 if he was born in
92. 33 or 32, something like that.
Is he lying about his age, possibly?
He's lying about being my brother. but yeah, so I keep saying to myself, if I book it, I have to do it. If I book it and I give myself 2 weeks, I have to do it. You know, I'm not going to cancel it. But if I don't book it, I don't
have to do it.
Yeah, so, that's true. Mate, I'd have to have 2 weeks.
He's all over the place.
I could book you in
practice.
2 weeks if you want.
Yeah, I'd happily do that.
Okay.
I would honestly mean it.
Beat the frog. Easy, I could get you on Beat the Frog.
Well, I don't know if I want to do
Beat the Frog straight off the bat.
I'd want to do...
You'd want to just go straight into...
I wouldn't want to do Beat the Frog off the bat. That would be my eventual goal.
Just give me 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Ease yourself into Beat the Frog, do you?
So where do you want to do it then? Like an open mic?
Open mic night. Something easy at like a pub. You know that monkey one? What's the monkey bar? I've seen Tony do stand-up.
It's on the corner.
It is, yes.
The old monkey.
The old monkey. Like, they do little stand-up things upstairs, like with a small room. But my sort of I'd evolve heavily like within music with my sort of style, if that makes sense, than it is telling jokes.
Mm.
It's a story with music, if that makes sense.
You want good kind of maybe like the Co-op or something.
Hopefully. Maybe that's a
you love their bags.
yeah, exactly.
You know, how many free ones you get there?
Wanna hopefully, like I say, if you can get me in, but not for a Beat the Frog, I would do it. 100%.
We don't really do open mics.
No, they don't.
It'd be hard to get in.
Maybe you could start one.
Start an open mic night. Yeah.
What would you call it,
Max's new comedian? Okay, no.
What would you call it?
Max's new comedian.
New comedian, full stop.
Because often with those nights, the person whose name it is MCing. So would you be MCing?
Oh, God, no. Imagine me MCing.
Well, let's try it.
Let's do it.
So, are you the audience, yeah?
This guy's a bit weird, isn't he?
I'm just doing crowd work, mate.
Red flag.
Also, I said one thing. Sorry, guys. I said one thing, and you're instantly having to go at me.
No, we're the act, mate, aren't we?
Oh, you're the act. This is the green room. Is this the green room?
Who is this guy? Who is this guy?
I'm Max.
Is there a manager here? Because I'd like a full refund.
Hi. Double duty. That's another feather in my cap. Don't have a cap on, but you know, I can make one, I guess.
To be clear, we are the audience.
Okay. What audience says we are the audience? I know you're the audience. You sat down.
MC asks, who are you?
Oh, we're in the green room. Yes. He doesn't even know where he is.
Hi, guys. Welcome to another great night of Max's New Comedian.
It's just the first.
It's the first. It's the very first.
How many have you done to yourself?
I've done a few. Basically, to be a good MC, you've got to practice. I've done a few practice runs.
They don't count, surely.
Don't look like you've done a few times.
Yeah, I knew that was coming, didn't I?
Thanks for the setup. Are we a double act?
Good, dude. Do you want to?
No, thanks.
Come on, what you get?
Don't beg it, mate.
Oh. Got a little fishy on my rod. I was going to say bow, but it's not a bow, is it? It's a rod. Who's ready for the first comedian? Please welcome to stage David Rees.
Oh, that's nerves.
For listeners, he has his hands up in the air, sorry. Like he's on a Nemesis at Rotten Towers. There was energy in the room.
Yes, it was.
We can't deny that.
I don't know if it was good energy or bad energy, but
I didn't feel awkward at one point until I got introduced.
And that is the job.
The introduction was lacking.
Yeah.
Was it? Cool.
Yeah. It just needed like some certainty, you know. Yeah. I didn't believe where we was.
And maybe sometimes
you go, guys,
this next guy, he's coming up. He's doing his first show. Let's give him some love and support. It's David Rees.
Yeah. Right. And then I would have come.
You still would have done the same thing.
Yeah, but with a bit more noise.
Whereas you sort of panicked and went,
I
guys,
didn't
this isn't
we
going
were...
as I wanted it. Yeah. Too. My
I
practice
felt like
runs
Dave was
a
used
better.
As a deflection.
I was. That was about.
As I run out of the building.
Robbed, you know?
I thought we were critiquing.
Critiquing. Critiquing.
That's good, isn't it? A slip of the tongue. I thought we were critiquing Dave's great stand-up routine.
Well, right. You've already called it great.
Yeah. Mm. Thank you.
Anyway, Dave, we had someone on the podcast recently called James Ormerod.
Ah, yes.
And he spoke about how you falsely claimed he stole your
idea.
He stole your idea. Yeah.
He did.
He kind of made out like he did you a favour, really.
He did. He said that we come up with it together, I noticed. Well, he said I had the idea and then we came up with something.
But your idea
together.
Was so basic that it can't even count as an idea.
He said your idea
was an opening shot.
It was an opening shot. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt there. It was an opening shot, but there was more to it than just a drawing outline of a flower on the floor. You know, for me, it was like you're watching like a... Like, and is it neon? Not neon. What is it? Where like the olden day detectives.
Oh, noir?
Noir. It was a film noir piss take, like in the sense of, you know, you got that cocky guy where he's walking and he's talking, and you're like, you know, for example, he's smoking a cigarette, but where it's modern, he's having a vape.
Nice.
Like that stupid sort of,
and he's like,
taking the piss out of film noir, and he wanted to.
Taking the piss out of the character.
And everyone's over the top in the sense of, oh, my flower, like it's my beautiful flower. It's like that. They're taking it seriously in that sense of like it's their beautiful flower. Mm. But who actually cares about a flower?
Alan Titchmarsh.
That's as a man. It's not relevant, isn't it?
My
grandma likes flowers.
I did have a lot more to the idea than he initially said I did.
That's a shame.
And again, in his defence, I haven't done anything with it. So
neither's either.
No, exactly.
Yeah, but that doesn't give him the right to go
to steal it.
That's mine.
Yeah. Oh, and I come up with this bit. Oh, and that was my idea.
I'm sorry that we broadcasted his lies.
No, that's all right. Don't worry about it. You got a stiff talking to.
Well,
stiff talking to.
Sounds like you had a good time anyway.
I hope he does it again.
If I know James Ormerod, then he's an absolute rapscallion. Mm-hmm. I remember telling him about my idea, which was based on, I think it was three or four drama students who just finished uni, and then what does he produce?
The Three Main Men. Within weeks, shocking. As well, yeah. I hear.
And a lot worse.
That's shocking.
He is a bit. And we,
well, rat, isn't he? But
I remember,
you know, you always give him the benefit
of the
doubt.
Exactly. Like, I
you're too forgiving.
He always tries to take what I have come up with and then ruin it.
When he was on the couch, he was trying to take the flat, wasn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
Guys, you're not watering the plants.
You better watch out for those boils, otherwise he'll take them.
Exactly. And, you know, well, maybe you can have that. You know.
Would you give that to him?
I think we've got our first bidder.
Boiler. It's
name your price.
You could call round someone to fix the boiler, and it's
and
your
bum out.
Yeah,
that's
clever.
That's bad for that as well.
We get Ryan to play the boiler, and then go.
Don't film
fix it then.
What are you doing?
Fix it.
Yeah.
Sort it. I paid you.
Why are you running?
Why are you looking at the camera? Fucking get on with it, Ryan.
What's the swing for?
Ignore the swing.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan. Number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. initial quality study award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
We've recently filmed our September special.
Nice.
This time it was mainly in Max's hands.
Yes, this one.
We can't give too much away, but Dave, you really went through it.
Yeah, no, I did. I did. Do you know what, though? It was
deserved.
Fun. It was fun. Without giving too much away, I'd rather what happened than what
didn't
do. Exactly. Yeah. I was more comfortable with that happening than what was meant to happen. Yeah.
Have you washed your...
Yes. Shirt's fucked, but trousers are absolutely fine. Yeah, but it's not an important...
It's crazy,
shirt.
That. How could that possibly get fucked?
What happened?
I always lose a shirt from back-to-school videos.
Yeah, yeah.
If you give it to me, mate, I'll get it washed for you.
No, honestly, it's all part of this.
Don't give him that shirt.
Mate.
You know, I go into these things expecting to get fucked up.
Really?
Yeah, because the last two have really done a number.
Did you pre-drink for this one?
I didn't.
Well done.
I didn't.
That's a lesson learned.
I did learn my lesson because I was very, very drunk.
Have you had a chance to watch Foot Golf back?
I have. There were a few moments.
What are your thoughts on reflection, Dave?
So I even texted you saying, because you were saying it was pretty good, and I was like, good, because I was worried I was quite annoying. Which I am, but not as annoying as I thought I was.
Mm. The edit saved us
exactly,
all.
Exactly that. Mm-hmm. You know when you're skipping through a video and like doing the 20-second thing, all I could hear was my voice. And I was like, oh, that's so embarrassing. That's why I was quite quiet with your one yesterday, because I was like, I'm too loud. I think where I'm drunk as well.
It's very easy before, to zero in on you in the video, because you're more conscious about that. But I thought it was quite chaotic all around.
And that's what helped out, I think. I think that eased it. If I was the only one acting like that,
because Max was in that video, but he was so bad.
Are we talking about the foot golf?
Just wipe it out. Yeah. Sorry, mate.
No, it's fine, mate. You know, on reflection, I shouldn't have done what I did.
No.
But I'm glad that I did do it, and I would do it again.
It's illegal in Southeast Asia. Anyway, Max.
Not in the UK, baby.
Been up to anything fun?
Let me think. Not things that other people would find fun, but I've got a new TV. And I have been watching...
Is it a curved?
No, it's a flat screen.
Right, watcha.
But I just, you know those videos where people just walk through cities?
Yeah.
With like a 4K camera. And you just, some of them are so good, man.
Mm. That feels like the display thing they'd have on in curries.
Yeah, well, I guess so. But it gives me satisfaction. Yeah. Mm.
Well, you've put here, it's like a free holiday.
Yeah, it is, mate, honestly. Free.
And you're a big fan of the guy who films women going up escalators.
Huh.
Is that what you do on holiday?
I don't film a lot when I'm on holiday.
It's nice to have distance from it, isn't it? Because you can enjoy it.
Yeah.
But they're wearing trouser suits, Max.
You'd hope so. You would definitely hope so, wouldn't you? They're wearing something, I'll tell you that. I mean, look.
It's never going to beat the allegations. It's just...
There's no allegations, Dave.
No, it's fact.
He's proud of it, clearly.
Stephen Curry said...
I'm tucked up in bed.
Oh, I bet you are.
That's what I knew about HMV, following him up there.
Following what up where?
He's on the top floor
exactly,
as well.
That's what I mean. He's got to go up.
The scourge of the Arndale.
Sorry, I'm not
Don't mind me, I'm just heading to HMV. Sorry, said no one ever.
I'm not watching videos of people going up the escalators in fucking Arndale. I just do that myself. And I wouldn't anyway!
He's off to buy a CD and ducks in.
Just going up and down.
I watch a lot of drone footage, like 4K stuff of like, you know, cool cities and places.
Yeah, that's fun.
Quite, I like the band and castles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The drone footage when they go through it.
It's an amazing perspective, isn't it?
It's like fantastic. Yeah.
You're seeing stuff that just the human eye would never, ever be able to see. Like,
without a lot of hard work.
We'll never get them views other than through drone footage, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get that.
Skill they have to fly them drones. Yeah. Absolutely, I fart them.
That's fun.
Yeah, but it's absolutely incredible.
Yeah,
Max, you bought a new ironing board.
Right, this really pissed me off. Mm. Honestly, really pissed me off. In my old place, we bought an ironing board for like £20, right? And it was shit. We put it up, and it's one of the legs is too small. It's wobbling and all this.
Like Tiny Tim.
Yeah. I don't think you'd want to iron anything on Tiny Tim, though.
Don't assume.
Maybe you do want to burn a kid, I don't know. that's your own thing, mate. But yeah, it was shocking. Rubbish. Bought a new one, about £50. Oh, I'm gliding along. The legs are all the same size. It feels like they've purposefully, whatever that fucking word is, made the cheaper one rubbish. To force you to buy the good one.
So you pay more and you get better quality.
Clip that.
No. So I get what you're saying, but...
I think we all get what Stephen's saying.
But what I'm saying is, if you purposefully make the leg shorter, that is shit. That's like, here's a wobbly thing. Still make it like with cheap product, sure, but don't make the thing
maybe
worse.
At the cheaper cost, yeah, there's less measures for it to be all precise and engineered well.
It's just, I don't know, it's just, it was just a bit
We're saying that,
annoying.
I feel like, ironing boards are one of those things that you can instantly notice about the price of them, a better quality, yeah, if that makes sense. So my mum's got one at home. Like, you flick it out and it goes straight away. But when you pull it back, it's
sounds
a bit
like
more
your
mum. <Yeah, yeah, yeah. laughs> You know,
you pay for the quality.
So where do you think I got these nice shoes? You know,
like, from an ironing board. Oh my god.
Dave's ironing this shoe. He's an adult now. Big 26.
Hashtag adulting.
My brother's had a word with me. Mind your own shoes, lad.
What you doing? But, yeah, do you iron, would you say? Because I feel like as a nation now, we're not ironers, you know? We've ran the... That's
what I want to get off my chest.
We're following
all those flags we're putting out. Creased. What are we doing?
I pity my generation.
I'm going for a different march.
I don't iron. I don't iron
a bloke out ironing flags.
Plug just unattached.
Sort yourselves out. Like, you have this spray. If you spray your clothes, like it takes all the creases out, and that's sick. So that honestly,
it's like steamers, isn't there as well?
Yeah, I've got a steamer because I don't have enough stuff that requires ironing, so I just got the steamer.
Mm. See, I never iron like what my mum will do. For example, it'll come out of the washing, the dryer, or whatever, and then she'll iron all of it.
Underwear there, and stuff.
I don't do that. I'm not mental. I do it if I need it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
If I'm going on like a night out or somewhere, I'll
Whack the iron out, do that. But with rolling, mate, you won't need to. Honestly.
You're saying that rolling, no creases.
Look at that. That was from rolling.
Decent material, though, isn't it? That kind of material is not going to crease.
Also, when you don't pull it out, there is like a definite crease.
Yeah, no, you're right. In the middle,
yeah.
There is one in the middle as well, actually.
Oh, sorry about that, Dave. Yeah, no, we can maybe blur your torso now.
Make it look good for the rollers out there.
Yeah.
Who's better domestically in your apartment? You know.
What, for putting stuff away?
Who's the goddess?
Ryan. He's good at cleaning up after himself. Like, if you go into our flat, my shit is everywhere. Like, I've got shoes everywhere. I've got...
Christ,
I always
shoes.
Use tea towels. Like, where we have got a table, but it's not. We don't really eat on it, so we eat on our laps.
Fuck on the table.
What else is it for? You know, it's the fuck table.
Get our food off the fuck table.
Eat in bed and fuck on the table.
I was really thrown out when you come round for that come dine with me. I was like, you're putting dinner on the fuck table, Ryan. What's going on here? Well, it was going to be a force.
It was
play.
Fucked.
Yeah. It was, to be fair.
We didn't eat on that table, to be fair.
Yeah, there was no food that was put on that table that night.
It was edible. Yeah. No, it's usually him wearing it. So
You can bake, though, and you cook, don't you?
Yeah, no, I do. I'm a good little baker. I'm not so much of a good chef.
Sounds like someone said that to you.
You're a good little
good baker.
Thank you. Rocking my hair, like, oh, my lot at you know. I've got brownie in the oven, you know. It's
poor girl.
But the bacon.
Dave does have this like
we'll go too real.
You could see him being like a baking savant.
Yeah,
you know, just out of nowhere,
just
fucking unbelievable.
Bacon. Yeah.
Doesn't understand why himself.
It's one of those things where I think like I am naturally gifted. You know, I don't want to toot my own horn, but
if you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today for 10% off your first month.
Have you seen the one in, there's a guy in France and he'll make like strawberries and they look like big strawberries, but it's actually filled with cream and like a strawberry.
Oh, yes, I have, yeah,
it's
yeah.
all really technical and fancy.
I like the one where the bloke does it with chocolate. So he melts like a sculpture out all out of chocolate. The whole sculpture is Ed. Oh, mate,
you've seen them, haven't you? The chocolate guy.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
I've seen them make massive things.
Yeah, like amazing old record players and stuff with like gold.
And like a spinning watch. He's done one, like a massive Rolex watch.
Oh, and it's got all the insides of it. It does.
It works. Wow. It goes round. Yeah. I don't know how he makes
chocolate batteries.
And then I go, it's time to eat. And he'd laugh and then I'd start eating.
He was like, what are you doing?
He's wasting my time.
But that's the thing. If you did buy that, you would. It does look too good to eat.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
The wrong person.
No, I'm like you. I've got a very big sweet tooth. Yeah. Very big sweet tooth.
What's your favourite sweet treat?
I'm massive into hobnobs at the minute.
Have you made
a cheesecake with hobnobs?
Oh, not yet, but that is a great as the base. The hobnob is the base.
No, it's the cream. And a digestive base.
You're on the selling kit.
To be fair, that doesn't sound any worse than Ryan's cheesecake.
Crumbs coming out of your mouth.
Oh, delicious, David. How'd you fill that up?
The new hobnob cheese.
Mum's hoovering around your feet.
Just roll it, man.
Just roll it.
I'm doing everything now.
Trust me.
Rolling the carpet up, throwing it up. Tom.
Yeah.
You had your bike robbed?
Oh, that's
horrible.
Again. You've been to my house, right? You know the rope. Oh, I didn't say where I live. You know the bit down the back?
Yeah.
Which is like the only people, you know, it's a dead end.
Yeah.
It's just access to the back of the gardens. And even then, the actual access to the gardens is very minimal. Like mine's blocked by my car. The gate's blown off. Anyway, you'd have to go down there. And even then, you'd have to go into the garden and have a look around to see where his bike was because it was near the door at the back. It's like halfway up near the door.
Near the door. Chances.
But it was the lock was on it, but it was a code lock. And it was on the code.
Oh, so he just yanked it off.
But because it wasn't like properly locked up, because I needed to do a few bits to it, and it was weekend. I was trying to get through some stuff, and I thought I'd get to the bike. And
do you not thumb and spin? You always thumb and spin.
I'd just picked up the bike the other day from my brother's, it was in the car and stuff, and I put the lock on. And I was like, I need to fix this up.
Maybe your brother knew.
Just get round to doing it, and I was literally in the kitchen and the front room cleaning. Chris went out to the shop. He was like, when I left, the bike was there. And he come back and he's like,
it's gone.
Where have you put your bike, Tom? And they've left a fucking B-bike at the end of the garden.
Oh, what a rub in the face.
A rub in the face, indeed.
I've had it before. So I was doing a drama at school and my mate came round on his bike. Well, on the bike. And he was like saying to my mum, can I leave it outside the house whilst I go meet Dave at school? I was feeling drama and we're going out. Anyway, he's gone to the school. We must have crossed paths because I didn't see him. But I've came back and someone's riding on a bike out of our gate. I was like, that's a bit weird. I've never seen this person before, but I'd never seen the bike before either. So I was like, what's going on here? Anyway, I get in and my mate Drew ended up coming back in, found me at my house. It's like, where's my bike? I was like, oh, yeah, I did just see someone walk out with a bike. It was like, oh, fuck, that's my bike. Anyway, my mum, because she said he can put it out there, she felt guilty and was like, I'll ring your dad to say your bike's been stolen, so it does not your fault. And he was going, no, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. He's rang his dad and has gone, Drew's bike's been stolen outside our house. I'm really sorry. And his dad's gone, Drew don't have a bike.
Oh,
shit, and nicked that one. So it was either that bloke had nicked his bike or nicked his bike back.
Yeah.
You know, it's,
that's my fourth.
I've never had anything robbed. Well, maybe I have, but not that I can think of. Lego. I've had Lego nicked, actually. I remember having this blue wizard and I couldn't find the fucker after two mates come round.
Are you sure it was stolen?
It was probably either stolen or shoved up my bum.
There's no way of me knowing,
and
either way.
It's dissolved. Nature's it's turned safe. Into a boil. You know?
Yeah. I went to the Liverpool game. Oh, so we're recording this. I went to the Liverpool Arsenal game and as I was going along and I was thinking, God, it takes a long time to get here. And then, you know, you're not even guaranteed a result.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about, for some people, they travel miles and it'll be a whole weekend.
Yeah.
And the team might get battered. I'm thinking, what do they do it for? And then Liverpool won the game when they scored. It was a brilliant feeling. I was like, oh, that's what you do it for.
Yeah. Mm.
And then I was wondering, what, because Dave, you're not massive on week-to-week football.
No.
And Max, you can give a shit about footy B.
Not at all.
So I was wondering, what is it that gives you that, feeling
release
of elation?
Yeah.
I see. What, in the sense of you put all this money and effort to go see something or just to do something.
Just something you take a lot of interest in, and then there'll be those moments where it goes like,
up,
amazing.
But then also down. Yeah.
So not things that just make you happy.
Yeah, okay.
Just to be clear. Moments of elation.
Right.
Waking up in the morning.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're just like, this is miserable.
To the crowd booing. I don't mind being the villain.
I thought I was in the green room.
That's how I wake up in the morning.
What the
fuck am I at work?
I keep having the same dream, man.
Saves on rent, I guess. The big video game events where they'll show all the trailers.
Yeah.
And there'll be some, most of the time you're watching it and you're just like, there'll be like 30 trailers and each one is shit. Mm. And you're like, okay, I've just... And normally, because they're all in America or Germany or wherever, it's never like evening time. It's either like 1 a.m. or it's like 2 p.m. So it's really hard to plan around it. So you start at 1 a.m. and it finishes at 3. And you're like, this was a monumental waste of time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because every single thing has just been just rubbish. But then there will be that one random thing, where they'll show... like they announced the new Resident Evil game, and I was just like, fucking wee!
Static.
This is fun.
Did you cheer?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Amazing.
So, and how does that differ when you actually have the game? Does the elation does it peak there, or is it the initial announcement?
I think counting, when you've got like 3 days left. So there's a new game called Borderlands 4 that's coming out next week. So I've just been watching videos about it, re-watching videos about the old stuff. I would say for me it's the same. Not exactly the same.
But that's what your comparison is.
Because then sometimes when the game comes out, it can just be shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, just wasting months just waiting for this thing.
What about you, Dave? Anything? What about when you got your acting thing, the advert?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. That's good. That was a good shout. For me, I think it was the other way round. I was excited to get it, but I think where I was so nervous for it you're building it up in your head so much. Like, I just can't wait to get this out of the way.
It's like your wedding day.
I imagine, if I ever have one. But as soon as it comes, it was brilliant. Although I did get bit into shit by a fucking ferret.
Just like your wedding day.
It's like your wedding day.
You could definitely clip what you said there.
Yeah. I tell you another one though. I like making lists. So I'll make lists for like anything, and I'll make depending on what I'm making the list on, I'll make it on a tournament. Or my most recent one was like the Greek gods, turn them into cards and that and the other. And I love the process of that, absolutely really enjoying it. But one day I'll just wake up and just go, what am I doing this for? What am I doing? And I'm just like, what the fuck? I've wasted 3 days. Just
is your brother around at this point?
Shooting me down, ironing his shoes. It should be you, David. It should be you. But yeah, I feel like one day is just, I'm excited to get on to write my list, write them in order, alphabetical, and then I'll just go, what the fuck am I doing?
That sounds more like ADHD, I think.
Yeah, I think it is to do with that, I suppose. Or even like with a good show, like you were saying with a game, finishing Game of Thrones. I absolutely loved Game of Thrones, that last series. Or a new cocktail.
A new cocktail gives you
if you think, oh, that looks really nice, like you see a cocktail someone's having, I'll go, oh, I love what he's having, and it comes and it's awful.
So you're equating a cocktail to a Liverpool game?
Could be, man.
When it's good, you're on your feet.
Yeah, mate, you're ecstatic.
What else do we have?
What's on my list?
For you, you had a big event in work.
It's just a little thing. So annoying. I was doing toilet checks. Every now and then you got to check your toilets and stuff because a lot of people in the building, people are using them. You know, it's my job to make sure they're okay. No one else is going to fix it. I've gone in the toilet, haven't I? Fucking someone's done an eye-watering shit. I mean, the toilet was fine. It was clean. But, you know, it's a small enclosed place. Like, it was a heavy one. I thought, oh, bloody hell, checked everything. It's fine. Get me out of here. I'd get out, and there's a couple of people waiting to use the toilet. One, you know, very attractive young girl from the... not too young. from the event team. And I'm like, they obviously...
What was this event on?
But they're obviously going in there, and they think it's me. Yeah, there's no getting away from that. Yeah. You can't address it. You can't say that wasn't me. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what you would say.
Yeah. Did you have played it off?
I couldn't, because they didn't see me go in, like, because I was only in there for, like, 2 seconds, really. Yeah. So it was obvious that wasn't me, but they didn't see me go in.
You should have got. Has anyone got any Imodium? What is it where you can't poo? I don't know.
I didn't think about it.
Yeah.
I didn't think of it. But that is clever. The second time that has happened in the last few months at an event.
Just I swear. It wasn't me, I wear a nappy.
Yeah, or just walked out like you pissed yourself. Like,
yeah.
You know?
These are great solutions, yeah. Guys.
You got
probably
me, guys.
Do any
you
of them.
Me.
Or actually piss yourself, because then you get the
exactly.
Warm sensation.
True, yeah, yeah. True.
You got the humiliation anyway.
Exactly, yeah. So you might as well have a bit of warmth.
And maybe they'll just kind of walk away to give me some space. I won't actually go in there, and I've got time to clean the whole situation up.
Just say it's natural.
Well, say they stink.
Yeah.
Just immediately go on the attack.
Oh, you think it smells bad in there?
So I can't smell very well at the moment.
Yeah.
Why are you crying? I went to the cinema. And watched this Caught Stealing, and I came away thinking that wasn't great, because all the press stuff and the trailers, like, oh, Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz, and then I won't spoil it, but one of them dies pretty quickly, and I'm thinking, I've been hoodwinked. And Happy Gilmore 2 did it with the lady from Modern Family.
Yeah, oh, what's her bloody name?
Julia Roberts.
Oh no, Julia Bowen.
It's not
Julia.
That's the one.
Julia Bowen.
So I was a bit miffed at that, this misleading trailer and all the press stuff.
Yeah.
It wasn't the best film anyway.
I'm not a massive fan of Butler.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Do you know what? I thought he was good in Aliens in the Attic, and that was it.
What about Elvis? You like Elvis?
I do like Elvis, but I weren't a massive
Aliens
fan
in
of
the Attic.
Film. Aliens in the Attic.
Is that where his career peaked?
Well, that's
for you.
That's when he put himself on the map with that film for me. And I was like, hey, he's sick. He's a cool guy, innit?
And also this week, I had the great moment of fixing the washing machine.
Oh! Sort of,
yeah, real big day for me.
Do you know what? That is one of the best feelings, though, fixing something at home.
Yeah.
I fixed a drawer and I felt on top of the world from it. Do you know what I mean? All I did was put in some screws. But, mate, I was walking around going, Ryan, try
it. Still
that.
Doesn't open, but...
just
cuts my hand every time I open it. What was wrong with it?
I just came up with this error and it kept doing it and it was waterlogged. And so I had to unscrew it, then the water started to come out. So I filled up the pan 3 times with all this water. Then eventually pulled out a poo bag, which was in there.
Classic.
And then the filter was filled with apple stalks. Because I eat an apple and that's all that remains. So I just stick it in my
you
pocket.
The whole thing? Oh, yeah, you did, don't you?
And then Zoe's hair clips. We only found out about the hair clips, though. so I got that sorted and it's working. But the toilet doesn't flush properly and that's not...
Not
I can't really get involved in that.
Yeah.
Probably those poo bags you flushed out.
It's true, though. It's cleaner, though.
Yeah, that's true. No, good for the environment.
So I had a momentary win, but now there's a...
Were you doubted prior to it?
Yeah, let's get a man round.
Oh,
she says that a lot.
Yeah, they get
nothing worse.
She brought a sofa in the bedroom, which is...
It's mine, though. Better than a cook chair, you know. Old sofa.
That's true.
Pretty nice.
You're sitting in luxury, man.
Yeah, man. I'm loving it. Should we have a nice slice of Tom Looney celebrity gossip?
Yes.
Oi, did you hear what that Looney bloke just said?
Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson's relationship was a PR stunt.
That is genuinely disappointing.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
The bastards!
I think, what's-her-face, Sydney Sweeney did it with...
Glenn
Powell. Yeah.
Oh, but it was...
Liam Neeson.
And they were so brazen.
They will
find you. Oh. They will fuck you.
I was reading stuff about how, you know, he'd not been with anyone for like 16 years since
his wife
died. I'm like,
seen that.
Fucking hell. Mm.
That's a crazy thing to utilise. Yeah.
My God.
Hey, Liam, can we use your, you know, past relationships
as a way
to sell this film.
Cheeky notice bit. Your dad's died 60 years ago. Do you mind if we bring
60
it up?
Years ago?
Yeah, well, I don't know, probably.
That's without. He's old,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, bonkers. But this is what I mean about these whole press runs. They're doing anything.
I feel like it was the first time I really thought, oh, this is massive. It was with Barbie and Oppenheimer. Where it was just like the press was just insane.
What was the mashup?
Barbenheimer.
I keep trying to do
Barbie.
It.
Did you?
I didn't even watch Oppenheimer.
Oh, right. Do you know what? Barbie was good. I thought that was one of Ryan Gosling's best performances.
He was good in it, yeah, but I thought the film was like okay.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Considering all the hype.
Me and all the ladies loved it. Mm. Rob Brydon was not in the cinema, just in the film, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
So many cameos.
Mm. Yeah.
Had a few cameos.
A lot of English people were in it, weren't they? They got the
sex why you went to
fucking English, yeah. Not enough flags, though.
Too much paint, not enough red, if you ask me.
Waving the flag in the cinema.
They won't do it.
Don't just be English. Tell them you're English.
Stop with the accent. Stop with the accent.
Drink, the drink spray when Black Barbie comes on. No. Tell me it ain't so.
Hiding myself in my flag. No. Tell me when she stops talking.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait. You mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Max, could we have you laugh, you lose, please?
Hey,
you laugh, you lose.
Hey,
who wants to laugh, guys?
Yeah, Max, I was enjoying an old. Oh, see you, Max.
Hey guys, I'm going to do a character.
Hi Max.
Hello Stephen, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, how are you?
Good. Thanks for asking. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What's your name?
That's a funny hat.
Whoa. Thanks.
For listeners, he's got a hat with a propeller on it.
Yeah, like a little propeller. You'd assume hat. Like I'd have like a big lollipop.
Yeah, yeah. And freckles.
Assume nothing in this segment.
Freckles, yeah.
When you assume you make an asset. You know
so I'm going to do a character, so I need to get into character.
Sorry, I'll stop talking.
Hello, my name's Joe. Joking, I'm a famous joke creator. I create jokes. I write jokes for Penguin from McVitie's. Have you heard of them before, boys and girls?
Yes,
yeah, I've heard of them.
Joe.
You have? Are you? I don't know if they're vegan.
Penguins? No, they're
meat. Well, yes, I've had milk, I guess. I've never milked a penguin, but I'm sure somebody has. Can we get on that, please? I'm gonna do some comedy for you. I've written some new jokes for my penguin bars.
Oh, lovely! Mm-hmm.
If you want to hear them,
yes, is this please. An exclusive?
Has this not even started yet?
No. Sorry, my it's God. Preamble, isn't it? Sorry, am I wasting your fucking time?
Yes.
I'll fucking cut this bit then, I guess. Annoyingly, I bought some penguin bars. They were going to make a movie about me, you see.
Our friend Max was eating a penguin bar earlier. He made a right mess.
Oh, greedy went through my bag. So I'm not allowed to swear, am I? Because of the...
He is a greedy isn't he? Sorry, what was your name?
He's fucking sexy though, isn't he?
Agree to disagree.
They made a movie. Sexy. They made a TV show called The Penguin. It was meant to be about me. So I turn it on, but it's just about a fat guy committing crimes. And I don't commit crimes.
You should be committed.
Mm-hmm. You want to hear me jokes?
No. Yes, please.
Yes, please.
3, 2, 1.
What do you call a man surrounded by penguins? Fat bastard. What's brown sticky and makes you laugh? Oh, a funny looking poo. Where do penguins go when their little penguin wives give them lip? The penguin bar. What does my belly and the penguin enclosure at the zoo have in common? Families point at it and laugh and throw fish at it. Crazy that. Fuck me, 4 minutes, a second. No. Fuck me.
I'm sorry to hear about the families, Joe.
why do penguins stay in pairs?
Why?
Freeze a crowd.
Good.
Fuck off. You have to freeze a crowd.
Good, that.
Fucking fuming,
that's,
mate.
That's smart.
Should have just read them.
That's
you know?
Good.
That is a good joke. That
was
good.
I wrote it. I technically wrote it, joking. Writer of the penguin bars.
Unfortunately, that means our friend Max will be doing it again next week.
Oh, what?
When we have a stand-up comedian on the show next week.
Oh, could I ask his name?
No. Nope. if you do some jokes though, I was looking at one I did with you actually, Tom. I love it, and it could maybe inspire you.
Anyway, after the recent success of the channel, we've come into a bit of money. I got horny cashier. Anyway,
that's just one we did 8 years ago. But I don't see that being an issue next week. Anyway, thank you, joking.
That's a shame.
That's a shame.
That's a shame. Luckily, that wasn't the one that people laughed at, but that is a shame.
That is a shame, isn't it?
Anyway, thanks.
A crying shame.
thanks, Joe King or Max. I don't know who's
here.
Yeah,
I don't even.
I don't know where the joke
is. A great day. It's a great day.
You're in for a tough one next week, then, is he?
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. Yeah, I guess we will see. I'm going to have to get back to refilm that bit.
Who?
Oh, yeah, cut that, I guess. Yeah, fucking hell.
Dave, you recently went on a holiday.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Can brilliant. You remind us, what was it?
So it was basically like we got onto like a little private boat. We had like our own crew on there. So like a captain, wow. An engineer, a chef and a barman.
A jester.
Wearing the hat, you know, look the part.
Nothing else.
But yeah, we just island hopped around Greece, basically. It was lovely. Do you know what? It was one of the best holidays I've ever had because how different it was. Mm. You know, you're waking up at a different area every day. It's beautiful. Mm. Absolutely fantastic. Seeing the sunrise. Because where are you on this boat?
Yeah. Having the staff didn't mean anything.
No. It just makes us sound rich.
Yeah, cheers, Dave.
You know, the peasants with their penguins and me with my boat.
Yes. Yeah, I was on a frozen island begging for help.
Is that joking?
But, the only problem is we didn't have aircon in the...
Oh, that's...
So
you could have got one of the staff to just fan
it.
You
had to open the window.
Yeah, but we didn't. We just got one of the guys to do it for us.
Yeah, you know...
So you all stayed on the boat?
Yeah. So,
how many beds did it have in all?
So there was 2, 4, 6, 7. 2, 4, 4 plus 7, 11. 11 beds.
Wow. 11
but then
beds.
The crew had their own.
They didn't have beds. No,
they did. Yeah, they had theirs.
It's like in the Titanic, kind of below deck.
Yeah, exactly. Like, just, he was shoveling the coal, you know.
If the boat was to sink, would you have locked the doors?
I wouldn't have let them out, no. I wouldn't have helped them. They mean nothing to me. slow with the drinks. Food was, it was cans as well.
Really? Food from cans.
Jesus.
My God.
I probably wouldn't.
You've been eating luncheon meat.
No, to be fair, the chef was unreal.
He wasn't real.
No.
We've been scammed.
Pull the fucking chef out. Dad?
Is that you?
Just eating tin beans for the whole 2 weeks.
We wanted to drive the boat. We weren't allowed, obviously, because it's like a company thing.
Yeah.
But we were allowed to dive off it. It was brilliant as well. Mm. But yeah, like I say, the only problem was the aircon at the bottom. However, where there were sunbeds on top, you could sleep above the boat. So where you were sleeping above the boat, you were seeing all the stars. Wow. It was beautiful.
Did nice you get a picture money, of isn't
the
it?
Sky? I didn't, no. Well, someone did, though. Someone did. So
they weren't part of our party chat. Or anything, yeah.
It was on a different boat. Send that us. Yeah, but I'll get them to send it over.
Where was your favourite place that you island hopped to?
So it wasn't my favourite place because how beautiful it was. It was more because of the history. Mm. We went to a place called Ithaca, island of Ithaca. And if you know the Odyssey... the Odysseus, that is his island. That's the island he's trying to get back to for 10 years, Ithaca.
Could be a Mythica, though.
Oh, nice.
That's
nice.
Good, man. Silly. Could have hired a boat.
Yeah. Oh, idiot.
Yeah, fuck off.
God, I was catching.
You'd enjoy it.
You'd enjoy it. But yeah, it was brilliant. It was one of those holidays. Like everyone was saying, like what was the funniest thing that happened? You know, when you go see a comedian.
Is that what people say to you after your holiday?
Yeah. What was the funniest thing?
What was the funniest thing
that happened?
That happened.
Ryan just keeps asking it.
That is
okay,
Ryan.
You've had a nice relaxing week.
It is Ryan that asks it. Anything funny happened? But where it was so many funny things did happen. You start to. Keep up.
It's hard to pick one, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, how was your week of crying into the bed?
Did you shag in my room yet? I started to learn the language.
English.
Thank you.
You've learned thank you, yeah?
What are these words these people are saying? Ephalisto, which is thank you in Greek.
Wow. Nice.
And I also learned shukran, which is thank you in Egyptian.
How far did this boat go?
Right, yeah. No, it's because the pit crew were Egyptian. And you know, I was always saying thank you.
So you didn't even need the Greek.
We didn't. We didn't.
To be fair, you didn't say thank you anyway.
No. Yeah. But my dad was trying to say Ephalisto, thank you as well to everyone, but he kept getting it wrong every single time. We thought he was doing it on purpose, but he's just an idiot. But he'd keep going, Ephalistun, Ephalista. Where are you getting these extra...
His cultured children
is
laughing at
him. I was like, all you've got to do is think about, like, you've had a mate called Alisto and he's really pissed you off, but you've got kids around. So, F you, Alisto.
That's how nice. You do F with you, language. You make Alisto. Up these scenarios in your head.
Shukran, Elvis Presley singing Shake Him Up, but he's got a lisp. Shukran.
You're going to struggle with a sentence, aren't you?
Mate, that literally, it worked though. It worked. You know, I'm like, what's his name in the office when he's thinking of people's names?
I can say thanks in four different languages.
Elvis.
Elvis. Fuck you, Alistair.
Did you burn?
Yeah, my shoulders.
Right, okay.
Quite bad.
Was your mum in charge of...
Yeah. It was all on top. She's very good for that, to be fair.
In charge of what, sorry?
Making sun sure cream. Sun cream's on.
Oh, yeah.
Quite literal sun cream in your case.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. But yeah, it was. But that's when the boil came back.
Thank you for seeing me.
What's that between your legs?
Me and my dad bonded a lot on this holiday because where the boil came back, I wanted someone to pop it just to relieve it, like, you know, because it was so swollen up and like I couldn't sit down. So my dad tried to poke it. And he would come out and saying, there's only two people in this world that should be able to do that, and that's a doctor and your parents. So, or three people, I suppose.
Or the staff.
All the staff. Yeah. No, I wouldn't want them going near me, bum. But I thought it was going to be weird, my dad going, prodding around by my bum, but it weren't.
Yeah. Did he play with your ears while he was doing it? Sorry, Dad, you've got both hands on my ears.
His toes coming round.
A little confused. A couple of questions.
Ask your uncle. Yeah. Was that your dream holiday? Or would you have a different dream holiday?
Oh, it's up there with a dream holiday. Do you know what? When we was on these boats, like, we were going around seeing multi-millionaire boats, like huge
boats. You're just millionaire.
Yeah.
Dude, what are we fucking doing with our lives?
We look so poor.
Does it look like I want a martini right now?
Yeah. Then you got me in a rubber dinghy and a load of penguin bars just floating
people saying,
you.
Stop the boats. Just for this guy.
He's the issue.
Pump up the boat, pump the boat.
No, I don't do that.
Quicker. But
broken swim
melted penguin bars.
Slurping the...
There's no aircon on my boat.
Nature's just, energy jelly. Yeah.
Just chucking out biscuits after he's licked them dry.
I think going off that, I think I would want to go on one of those massive yachts.
Really?
Yeah. But go with like mates. Like, I'd do the whole
multi-millionaire
of
mates.
Just at the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we're going to have to divide this by five, guys.
You owe me
Ryan, I know you didn't come, but you said you would. You owe.
I'll cook.
Still in the midst of
fuck off, Joe.
Fuck off, Joe.
Max, dream holiday?
Dream holiday. Remember earlier when we were talking about these camera things I've been watching? Not the women on the escalator. I've seen them.
I want new women. Where them women at? I want to visit the world's largest escalator.
He's going to Japan. The dirty bastard is going to Japan.
See some of these.
I'm doing a tour of shopping centres in America.
Some of the undergrounds escalators. In Europe. They're built so deep because of, like, during the Cold War.
What's it, sorry?
Some of the underground tubes in Europe, they're built really deep because of the Cold War, because obviously they were considered places that...
Yeah, okay.
You know, they go on forever, mate.
Yeah, but
just
then
a stream of people, you know, as far as the eye can see.
For ages.
Japan's got the deepest ones, isn't they?
Well, annoyingly, so I watched a video which was a guy walking through Tokyo, which was fun, and then there was one where he gets in a car...
And the police are chasing him.
And he's throwing footage out the window. He's throwing hard drives out the... Yeah.
So I want to go and find that... carry on. enough. Stop.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times. Or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months. Or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. initial quality study award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Attention all small biz owners. At the UPS store, you can count on us to handle your packages with care. With our certified packing experts, your packages are properly packed and protected. And with our pack and ship guarantee, when we pack it and ship it, we guarantee it. Because your items arrive safe or you'll be reimbursed. Visit the upsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Come into your local store today.
Tell us your dream.
Oh, my dreams. Well, there's one where he just drives from Tokyo to Mount Fuji.
So that's what you'd want to do.
I would love to do a, you know, like a, what are they called, like a road trip through Japan.
It's quite a lot of countryside in Japan, isn't it?
Yeah.
I never really thought of.
Some beautiful spots there.
I think to piggyback off what Max has said there.
That's your dream holiday? Right. Just you on the back of...
Yeah. just piggybacking around Japan.
I don't know if I could give you a piggyback. You know.
It's going to be a hell of an angle when he's staring up at it.
He's filming down there. I'm
get to Mount Fuji, just filming him up there.
You're the distraction.
But some of the loops, the motorbike loop. Well, it's a moped, but I would get a motorbike and do like some, you know, bigger loops, countries and some amazing terrain. And traveling on a bike is like so different to being in a car or any other mode of transport.
Are you not worried your bike will get nicked?
Oh yeah,
it's always a worry, mate.
Yeah.
Harder to nick a motorbike, though, if you can't, like, if you've not got the keys.
Mm. Or if the padlock's got all the numbers on.
And you thumb and twist.
Nah.
Always thumb and twist.
Always thumb and twist.
Thumb and
always
twist.
Thumb and twist.
Get it on a T-shirt.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of a train holiday at some point, but I don't know where they go from.
Is the Orient Express is a real thing? Is it still going?
Yeah, so you stay on the train overnight. It's been bought out by, like they call it the Gold Standard or something company. Right. So it's like they... I think, is it like Paris to Istanbul? Possibly.
I think so, yeah.
Istanbul.
Yeah,
right.
So they,
Turkey?
But you'll stay in places along the way. You can book different packages. They're like something liners, they're called. So you can, but you stay on the train.
Mm. I'd like to stay on one where you sleep over and then go somewhere.
There's a lot in India like that, isn't there?
People always were like you said, going to sleep one place and waking up somewhere else, thinking, I can sleep while I travel. I'll just, you know, that means I can do more. Mm. But you know, so people will book like 5 night trains. They do one and they realise what a terrible mistake they've made.
Yeah. But I agree, just to do it once, just to say you've done it, you know?
Yeah.
Same with shagging on a plane.
Yeah.
Just to say you have.
Done that, haven't you?
Just to say you have.
Khaled won't come on another holiday with me. He did like the idea of this.
Because Khaled won't come.
No matter how much work I put in.
It's not going to happen, Dave. It's not going to happen.
Be back there for 4 hours.
Someone knocks on the toilet door. I'm coming. He's not. He's a liar. He says he would.
He says he would.
This guy's all mav.
Good luck with him.
Your turn.
Instantly come. Sibyl.
This friendship is over.
I warmed him up.
I warmed him up.
Can you come and take your seats for takeoff, gents?
The plane's ready to board. Oh, that's good fun.
See?
I'm in my mum's car. Broom, broom.
No, you're in Maxi's taxis. Now get out.
It's now time for Maxi's taxis. Our four words are hello, could, mid, and no. As in the opposite of yes. Mm.
Obviously a little twist this week on Maxi's taxis.
God, genius. Max! Do you want to pull up a trouser leg? Or is it all arm-based?
Yeah, we'll do leg. Oh, I don't know if I can.
Do a couple, two leg, two. Two arm, two leg, yeah?
Two arm, two leg.
So we'll go one, 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 yeah?
Only if we get there.
Yeah, we might not get there. Yeah, I think there's a good chance we're not getting
there. And if it says a word, is that it then for that one? If the word was beans and you said beans, it's done then.
So we can't have four beans, no?
So the most we'll ever get is four strips.
So repetition of that word.
That's mental.
No, keep going.
Right. That'd be fucking mental.
Who are you calling, Max?
This is Central Cars from a place called Thanet.
Thanet. That's in Kent.
Is that where it is? Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Might be able to help.
Big benefit centre there.
I'll translate.
Benefit centre.
Yeah, I used to have to call Thanet.
Cool. All right, well, here
great story there. Clip that.
You want to do your Thanet bit?
No, thank you.
All right.
Hello?
Hello, Central Cars.
Hello, how are you today, sir?
All good, thank you. How can I help?
I'm very good, thank you very much. I'm just calling because I need to get a car to... what's the name of the local supermarket? Supermarché? Sorry.
Where are you?
I'm in Thanet. Have you... You must have heard of it. Thanet? Thanet Green?
Spitfire Green.
Spitfire Green, that's it. My son used to say he used to spit fire in Spitfire. He used to do rap. He was a very witty child, wasn't he?
Yeah, I like that one.
Thank you very much. You can have it if you ever spit fire in Spitfire Green. Anyway, I need to get to the local supermarché. I can't remember the name. Sorry, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Sorry, I just stabbed my... I'm in the kitchen. I'm doing cooking for my nephews, and I need to get a new frying pan, if you'd believe such a thing. But I've just dropped it all over the floor, and I've lost my beans. Sorry. I don't know why I put beans in the frying pan in the first place. I'm a bit clumsy like that.
Get them done somehow.
Well,
I can have someone with you in the next 10 minutes.
10 minutes? No. Maybe what I could do is... Do you reckon he'd notice if I scraped the beans up and put them on the plate?
I don't know about that one.
Oh, I've just polished the floors, you know. This isn't good. I've just dropped my bloody bacon. I can't be dropping food.
Wow.
He hung up.
He stopped at bacon.
Oh. He did, yeah.
That's enough for
bacon's
me.
Bacon's too much for him.
That was very good.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's a new segment, I guess.
Fucking hell.
Hello. Do we have the wipes?
Hello, could a mid got you? Oh, no, got you. He said, you said no.
Yeah.
And then you sort of stopped yourself just after it. He said it. He said could.
Mid's a good one.
because Mid would have come up if I'd stayed on long enough.
Bacon so
Mid. Brilliant. I'm a massive fan of that segment.
Cheers.
I couldn't watch, though.
Was it cringe and unfunny, Dave?
No. It was cringy because it was funny.
Max, that was great, but I'm going to leave now.
Why?
I'm sick of it.
Oh, no, that's not good. Oh. Oh.
Hello.
Come in. Hello. Come in, sir or woman.
It's a sir.
It's like an army man.
It's like some sort of general.
Oh, very distinguished, sir.
Yeah.
I'm not general, I'm very specific.
that's witty.
Is it? We don't know yet. What's
do?
Who are you, mate?
I'm Eamon Badley.
Aiming badly.
Nice. That's nice.
Nice. Unfortunate.
Why?
What?
Why wouldn't you want to beat me?
It's just the name is unfortunate.
Eamon?
I'm the number one dead player in the whole of Belfast.
Oh!
Watch me, Goose and Shane.
Brosif, honestly. That's really cool, though.
Eh?
Thank you.
Why are you here today,
Eamon? Yeah, what brings you here today, Eamon Badley?
I'm just looking to get a few wee sponsors for my dart career.
Yeah, that's good.
But you're the number one darts
player. Number one darts player.
How many darts players are there in Belfast?
I haven't counted.
Yeah, okay. that's a good comeback. Yeah.
So,
playing darts?
Pardon?
Busy playing darts.
Yeah, but surely you must have like a clue to like your peers.
Where you are.
Yeah.
Wait, Belfast pier? There's no pier in Belfast.
Yeah, but you realise that I meant the
If
world.
There is. I haven't been.
Seen it. No.
Don't, busy playing darts.
Yeah.
This guy.
So have you been in any tournaments? I mean, to be number one, I assume you're out there, you know, you're winning. You're winning darts competitions.
I'm a winner.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Eamon Badley's number one.
What's the most prestigious thing you've won, Eamon?
Oh, God. It's not to do with darts.
Oh, do you want to tell us? That sounds interesting.
I was on I'm a Celebrity in Belfast.
Oh, the Belfast special.
Yeah.
Did you win?
No. Yeah. No, I came second.
Oh. So you're a, where was the I'm a Celebrity?
Christian Blakely's cousin. Bitch.
Whose cousin, sorry?
Christian Blakely.
Oh, she's a famous
dancer.
That's the one. The famous dancer.
The Belfast special of I'm a Celebrity. Where was that filmed?
Belfast. Fucking hell.
What did you think the answer
was? Fucking hell.
Wait a minute. Where is...
Is your name...
Where's the English version of I'm a Celebrity filmed? It's in Australia. It's in the jungle. It's down under.
I know, but...
So surely the Belfast one might be in... Ooh, the jungles of the Amazon rainforest.
Was it in the Amazon?
Well, no, he said it was in Belfast.
It wasn't on Amazon.
So they said, oh, you're a Belfast fucking celebrity. It's an RTE Belfast. Oh, you're going to have to eat, Belfast food.
Why are you yakking on?
What did you have to eat on the Belfast special, if you had to eat at all?
Ham sandwich.
Ham sandwich.
Right, so
it's only one day.
Isn't it?
Bring your own lunch.
It's one day.
Aye. Not a very big budget, to be honest with you. Christine Bigley's cousin. Fucking bitch.
What's your issue with her?
She beat me.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
What's your issue with me?
My issue with you?
Yeah.
Just sort of your general attitude, to be honest with you.
General? Oh, because of the way you hat?
Yeah.
Nice one, pal. Reducing me to my hat.
You've reduced yourself to four little sticks in your hand, mate.
You look reduced. Big yellow sticker on your head.
It's three sticks there, mate.
Hey, darts.
Oh, yeah, of course, mate.
I could plan this right in your nose.
I don't think you could, mate.
So you're looking for sponsors?
Eh?
So you are the number one player in Belfast, which, you know, there's a darts culture there.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't have any sponsors. Have you been struggling to find them? You've come on here.
I couldn't see any.
How do you go about trying to get these sponsors, though?
Come on to this podcast.
Oh, to try and get
your name
out
there. So this is your first
stop?
Only stop is coming in?
No, I was on I'm a Celebrity in Belfast for a day.
What, and you were asking for sponsors on there?
I wasn't asking, I was getting myself out there.
Going, oh, please, I need a sponsor, please.
Right at your head. You got lucky.
I got fucking lucky.
I
don't think this guy's very fucking good, mate. No.
I'm aiming badly, son.
Son,
you'll
mate.
Do well to remember that.
What's your dad's name?
Eamon.
Oh.
You don't like Eamon?
Sorry.
I get it.
Right, have you ever won a darts tournament?
Who are you to ask questions of me? Eamon Badley?
I didn't think that was going to be a great question, but... From his reaction.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah,
I think we're onto something.
No, I think it's an audacious thing to ask Eamon Badley Bradley.
Look, you're here Bradley. To get sponsorships. Look down the camera and go, I've won these. Show your accolades, mate.
I've won these.
Well, you won those darts, did you? In a fucking raffle ticket.
Insert
raffle.
Accolades here.
We're not here, do
we? Where are your darts accolades?
Where are my dad's accolades?
Well, we'll get on to that. Where's your darts accolades?
Like, what?
Darts accolades.
Oh, darts. I thought you said dance.
You're fucking hearing badly. Are you my cousin? Fucking hearing badly.
No, I could be. I'm not tracing my family tree back. What? What's the question?
Probably you saying where are your darts accolades?
I'll fucking answer the
fucking
question, bro.
Fucking kip of you. The goal.
What's your average?
What's your average?
I feel like what's your walkout song? Like, what's
yeah, what's your walkout
what's your
song, bro?
Walkout
yeah,
song,
that's a great
like,
question.
Fucking hell, what's your average is fine too.
Yeah,
mid mate.
My average is somewhere between 30 and 180. I don't like to give away the rest.
That's vague.
No, it's a wide spanning game.
Is that good?
Well, 30 is not good.
No.
180 is sublime.
Thank you.
Absolutely superb.
Thank you.
Right.
What's your walkout music? That's a good question, Dave.
Thank you.
Let's not get it lost in this shit.
When I'm walking out the venue?
Michael Flatley's River Dance.
Why are you putting the mains in that?
Oh, sorry. That was a bit...
Have you're a right. fucking dart at your head.
Oh, God, he's got one left and we've all had one except me.
I'm worried that if he goes through, he's going to hit me.
Yeah, the first one was aimed at you, I'll be honest.
I was. Deserved, mate. Right. What sort of sponsorships do you want?
Ham hock.
And what for, specifically? Ham hock.
And you've come on here, our podcast,
eh?
For ham hock sponsorship.
Do you know what
if
ham it's hock is?
If there's any going.
Were you aiming for somewhere else?
No, I'm aiming badly. Aiming for someone else is an arch nemesis. There's only one aiming in this town, and his name's Badly, right in the bin.
Close.
Don't patronise me.
Bro, it's good.
Bro, it's good.
God, you're miserable, mate. What's ham hock?
Like, you wouldn't know about ham hock.
I literally don't. Is it a company?
Hock of ham.
Oh, so it's just a product,
yeah.
Not even a company. You just want ham hock.
Yes, please.
Right. That's like me saying, I want water to sponsor me.
Was bro expecting something there?
Mate, I'll take it if I can get it.
So, without sponsorship, I imagine darts isn't your main stream of income.
No, I do have another career.
What's your other career?
Go on, do share.
I'm also an assassin.
Oh.
Hey.
That's with the way laughter.
Sorry, I just didn't see
Wasn't an invitation for your mic to come on, pal.
Okay, sorry.
More of just an intimidating statement so that you stop laughing.
Apologies for him.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be careful.
You don't want to...
No, I don't.
Face the wrath, do you?
Oh, what's he touching on his belt?
I got a wee gun from Cock.
Cock, what's that?
Oh, you're fucking kidding me. You're fucking kidding me, I'm a dead man.
What have you done?
Oh, dear.
I've had a wee mix-up with the order. And I spent £4,000 on a Gurk gun. That's not going to put the frighteners on anyone, is it? Except for those easily scared.
And those listening on Spotify.
I'm looking for sponsorship, boys.
I mean...
I can be very persuasive.
I don't think...
I can believe that.
I don't think we can sponsor this guy.
I don't know if he's...
Too mental?
Does he want us to sponsor
him? Do you want us to sponsor you? Are you trying to put yourself out there?
I'll take ham hock from anyone.
I'll take ham hock from anyone.
Ham hock is like...
Let's have something
guarantee.
In common.
You don't even know what it is.
Well, I'm assuming...
You just use a euphemism for cock. And I don't mean what's pointing at the end of my wee gun here.
I wouldn't take cock off anyone.
Not willingly.
Guys, I'm a respected athlete, and I don't like what you've got going on here. If you don't mind, I'm going to see this is my chance to break free.
How many people have you killed, Eamon?
Who's your last target, Eamon?
I've killed 7 people. All of them darts and bias.
Stephen lies. Stephen, sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Hello everyone, welcome to Stephen Lies. Please reveal your answers first, and then I'll tell you what the question was for the group.
Dave B's Rees.
Stephen Black Eyes Tries.
Skeletor.
Max Impact Smith.
Okay, and the question is, if you were a boxer, what would your nickname be?
Skeletor.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It works. Mm. Weirdly.
It does. Yeah. Skeletor.
So He-Man. Skeletor is from He-Man, Master of the Universe.
Do you want to go with He-Man?
Well, no, just that Skeletor was
you
always...
You couldn't pull off a He-Man.
He was my favourite villain growing up, because I think, obviously, this cartoon was from the 80s.
Yeah.
So when I was younger, I was a bit more impressionable with, like, you know, villains and stuff. I remember watching these, and I thought he was quite scary.
Yeah.
And I always liked the idea of being a little bit of a villain.
You're the bad boy.
Weren't you scared of the film Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
I was.
So your nickname could have been the child catcher.
It could have been. I don't think that's as cool. I don't think that's as
you
cool.
You don't think the child catcher is as cool as Skeletor?
Yeah, I don't think the child catcher is actually cool at all. To be honest with you.
I mean, your nickname, you haven't even got your name involved. It's just Skeletor.
Yeah, I know, but the thing is, I don't like my surname. I hate it.
Bit racist.
You could,
it's not that it's racist.
Tom Skeletor.
Cooney. I don't like anything you could
pull it off if you had some face paint. Yeah. I mean, you'd make a good Skeletor.
I feel like we're detached enough from... We've come enough time... But it's not like, you know, Skeletor's a bit of a nod to the past.
Yeah. You know? Showing your age.
Is this not more like a wrestling
which will frighten any opponent?
I wasn't really into wrestling.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was fun.
What about Impact?
I think it's...
Oh, Max Impact. That's
Max
good.
Impact, baby.
You've got like a great that. First name for
Yeah, yeah great do. First you name, do. Yeah. Which is...
Much better than my name. That's why he's got his name either
Tom,
side.
You'd imagine the bomb.
Tom the bomb, yeah.
But Cooney, it's got Cooney at the end.
It's your surname.
I'm getting
Smith, basically. Like, Smith isn't even a thing.
That's crap, that.
Yeah.
Max
Anyone
Impact.
Called Smith is getting wetted up, G.
Oh, and I'm getting wet on the boxing ring.
Oh.
On. Yeah. In.
All over the ring.
Oh, the mind games have started early.
He's already won. Conference. He's already won.
Where will he get wet?
Do I even have a license?
I'm stressed. He's not wet.
Stephen Black Eyes tries. That
I
works.
Like that.
Yeah, could be me.
That makes sense.
Could
I guess.
Be them with the black eyes.
Yeah, of course.
Although when announced, it does sound a bit like black guys.
Oh yeah, I see. Yeah. There it is.
But what? So you're not there, and it's just a group of black guys.
Yeah. Or it could be cool. The Black Eyes piece. Like it could be something.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of them.
Stephen Black Eyes tries.
Yeah.
He tries to get black eyes, yeah. Or to get them to have black eyes.
That'd be better.
It doesn't work as well.
We won't give away the game plan. That'd be better.
Yeah, no, it flows off the tongue.
Oh, Stephen. Bees, like float like a butterfly.
Sting like a bees, yeah. And it rhymes with Reese.
I thought your surname was Reese.
It is Reese, but so for this
surname.
One, you do have to
it's
say
Reese. Bees Reese.
Bees Reese, yeah.
Bees Reese.
I did originally have Dave in Greece Reese, which flows better, but
so you,
I didn't
you
want
to come
off.
Out to the boxing ring just covered in...
I don't think Dave's makes any sense whatsoever.
Dave Bees Reese.
But
also Bees Knees. He's the Bees Knees.
Yeah.
He's the right. Bees Reese.
But it doesn't say it says Bees, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It just says Bees. Dave Bees Reese.
Dave's.
So... It would suggest you're a beekeeper.
I was going for a rhyming thing. But
you've gone for a rhyming thing that doesn't rhyme with your life.
It doesn't rhyme. And all it's saying is bees, honey,
Dave.
Pollination.
Yeah.
Bees? Maybe I'm missing a question mark.
No, I get what...
Not enough questions.
Hey, maybe he's clearly
exactly.
Got a different question.
That's, yeah.
So you've gone with
Dave,
Sting like a... As Stephen said.
Fury. The Gypsy King.
King? Maybe.
You're asking such a leap from the people that hear that.
Yes, Skeletor, he is.
Dave Bees.
And in the red corner, hailing from the underworld.
Skeletor and Dave Bees Reese.
Yeah, that's unbelievable that he's written that.
Yeah. 100%
as his nickname.
But it's obviously something else, isn't it?
Dave only realises that when he's getting announced.
Oh, shit. That's not how you say my last name.
Can we change it?
Yeah, guys, one more time.
I'll go Skeletor as well.
Yeah, I was either that or Wafty.
Wafty? They're both... Well, Wafty is floating about.
Hez. Wafty.
Yeah.
They're always a bit wafty after getting punched. Also, because of me eye.
Which is black because Stephen punched
me.
There
and
we
it's,
go.
I've got
we're
a wafty.
Together. I'm ready to vote.
I think you're going to get this one wildly wrong.
I think you've got the best nickname there.
I think Max has won that.
Genuinely, cards on the table. I did.
Do you want to put your card on the table?
The boxing nickname format. I just went for a cool name.
I'm going to go with Tom.
I'm also going to go with Tom.
Tom, can you reveal what card you had, please?
Name a scary character from a kid's film.
Skeletor still works.
Yeah.
Because of your build as well.
Thanks, Dave.
No, that's a compliment.
And your brother would be He-Man.
Yeah. Because of his build.
Yeah.
Shame about the hair. I used to always see your brother. Always. He was very nice, your brother. Very nice guy. Sounds like I fancy him.
I don't,
because that's gay.
That's all we have time for on this week's episode. I've been joined by Dave Bees Reese.
Yeah, boy. Thank you.
Skeletor.
Bees Reese.
Bees Reese.
Max Impact Smith.
Cheers, guys. Yeah.
And Stephen tries black guys.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.
Oh, next week's gonna So soon, Stephen. Yeah. And Ethan
Jammo. What is
James.
It? Go on, what would it be?
Jammy Dodger.
Ethan the Jammy Dodger.
You know what, never mind. James. See you.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only. Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details. Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.